Snoopy. That's what we always called it. We'd get together at Mama Kay's at Papa Rosie's house. They have a big old grand piano for entertaining. My grandma, Baby Kay, is an incredible pianist. Here it comes. Kids became incredible pianists. Aunt Karen, one of them.
Very accomplished.
But that line right there, Uncle Pierre, we'd always tell him that we called it Snoopy. Play Snoopy for us. And when Uncle Pierre would get on the grand piano and play that Snoopy line, that
lit the house up.
That's what made me want to learn to play the piano. That was my whole inspiration and getting started. And I haven't gotten very far.
Got your hands busy in too many things right now.
But one day I'll be able to play that for the family,
for fun.
Yeah, for fun, for family entertainment. But we have Christina on the line at 1-888-767-4348, who's been very patiently waiting. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. Good morning, Christina. How may we help you? I can hear the audio. She's getting to her phone. There she is. Good morning, ma'am.
Sorry about that. Hi.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm actually calling because I have a question about security screens. I'm considering installing them on my house, both for the security function and the solar benefit that you get from them. And I was wondering how you feel about those.
Security screens. Now, I have seen a lot of these at trade shows, if I'm understanding it right. Instead of a fabric, it's a metal. And it's a very tight woven metal, and they've got the TV demonstrations of people with knives and sledgehammers and crowbars of people trying to break through to get to the window. Is that what I'm picturing correctly?
Yes.
Yeah. That I think it's if you're worried about security and you're worried about windows being smashed, it's a great option. And what I really like about those particular screens is, unlike bars over the window, it doesn't scream, "This is a bad neighborhood." When you're driving and you see every home with bars on the windows,
makes you wonder.
You should probably turn around or find the nearest freeway and get back on it. But that disguises the
kind of the intent.
Right. Now, one of the things that the bars on the windows do may deter a burglar. This probably won't have the deterrent of somebody coming who may want to try and smash in your window, but they will give up very shortly when they figure out what they're dealing with. If a burglar can't break in, and I'm a little rusty on my statistics, I think it's within less than 90 seconds. If they can't break in within less than 90 seconds, they're gone. The last thing they want to do is draw attention, make noise, create sound. So they go for the low-hanging fruit. They're looking for the easiest target. And what a lot of I don't want to deter from the value of this. If your number one concern is security, your number one focus should be your front door. 70% of home break-ins come in right through the front door. It's not any kind of James Bond, Rambo, special ops, highly trained cat burglar who's creeping into the average home. It's a smash and grab job. And when you're thinking of low-hanging fruit, when you're thinking of coming in and out, climbing through a window with whatever merchandise you have is very inconvenient. They want to be able to run. They want to be able to run quick. And most of those break-ins happen during the middle of the day. They've cased your home. They didn't find it that day. They look at the neighborhood. They know when everyone's at work and there's no one home, and that's when they come in and do their break-in. So if your number one concern is security, your number one weakest link is your front door, and that's where you should start looking at investing.
Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.